Hi, is Thomas there, please?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, Mr. Nielsen?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jeff again. I called you the other week about, remember about the picture that you took at the 9/11?
Right, yeah, right. Yes.
I was wondering maybe if you had a few minutes today, or?
Yes, I do. 1 second, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, about 9/7. Yes. How are you today?
Hi, good. Thank you, thank you for taking some time to talk to me here.
No problem. I was just out traveling last time you called, so.
Yeah, you were in Venezuela or something, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you like a professional photographer, or?
Yes, I am a photojournalist, so I work,
Are you like freelance, or do you work for like a certain paper at all, or?
Yeah, I'm freelance, but I work mostly for a Norwegian newspaper. I'm from Sweden, but I'm...
Oh, yeah?
Correspondent over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole thing about the picture you took, like, you were down there on the street, on Vesey Street, I imagine it was?
Yes, yes. What happened, I don't remember exactly what I told you last time, but I can just tell you it quickly how it happened. It was, I was in my apartment in Midtown Manhattan, and I heard an airplane coming very low. Much louder than they usually fly over Manhattan. So I went to the window and I saw a large American Airlines flight going south over Manhattan. And but I didn't see the World Trade Center from my window because there was a building obstructing that view. So I never had the view of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, and you were saying like you went down there after both planes had hit, and you started taking pictures.
Yes.
So you're certain you saw an American Airlines fly past you?
Yes.
In the beginning?
Yes.
You didn't see it hit the Trade Center or nothing, though?
No.
No.
So when I came down there, it was, then the both buildings were hit on fire, you know, so, yeah.
Were you around when World Trade Center 7 came down? The third building?
No, no.
You're already gone at that point?
Yeah, I was not down there, I was back home then, I guess, because I was sending the pictures.
And you said
because that didn't collapse until in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, it was about 5:30 or something that afternoon.
Yeah. No, I was not down there.
You had never heard, in your experience, was there anything out of the ordinary that you observed or anything, or...?
Well, the whole situation were out of the ordinary, right? I mean, it was two buildings.
And all of a sudden, the building just started to collapse out of nowhere kind of deal?
Yeah, basically, I mean, you know, I stood in my baby down there for 20 minutes or half an hour taking pictures before it collapsed. So I just heard a noise, like a rumbling noise, and I... took up the camera just like an instinct and took three pictures that I saw. So I saw through the camera lens that it was collapsing. And then I just ran for my life, you know. And
so what did you do? You just kept running while it was falling down? Or did you go to, like, Battery Park? Or where did you, like...
No, I ran north. I ran up to Broadway and then north on Broadway. And then somebody pulled me into a building there just to... see cover before all the dust and stuff came.
Yeah. Like, are you aware of the controversy surrounding 9/11 right now?
No, I have seen a little bit, but could you fill me in on what exactly it's...
Well, just the whole point, like, the official story, a lot of people, I guess the majority of people by now, believe that it's a lie.
Yeah.
They say, like, there's no way those buildings collapse because some jet fuel weakened the steel or something like that. Like, the towers fell in, like, 7 to 10 seconds in free fall speed. And there's no way that kind of damage can be induced by jet fuel. Like, jet fuel just does not burn hot enough to even start weakening steel. I think, Steel starts weakening at about, to get technical, at about 1,200 degrees.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have any steel that they tested that went over 800 degrees that day.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was just kind of very strange. Like, you didn't hear any, like, explosions going off or anything like that while you were around, or?
No, I did not. Just the rumbling noise when it started collapsing. So what is the theory, and what do you think? Do you think it's some explosives in the building already, or on the airplane, or?
Oh, my personal belief?
Yeah.
After looking into this for over 2 years?
Yeah.
The whole story's a lie.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I don't even think, no offense, if you take any, but I don't even believe that Boeing 767s crashed into the World Trade Center. Because I know for a fact, okay, if you look at any video that any of the news stations put out of the plane going into the building, it goes beyond the realistic possibilities of reality. Like, you see the planes go into the building.
Yeah.
But see, when a plane when a plane hits a structure like a steel and concrete building like the World Trade Center, there's no way it's possible for the whole plane, including the wings and everything, to just go right into the building. Like, I was talking to a Boeing engineer, and he had told me, basically, he said it the best. He said, planes don't meld into steel and concrete buildings, they crash against them. So there's no way that planes went straight into the buildings without even decelerating, without any crumpling, crunching, breakage, or anything. And you can even see video of the nose of the plane coming out the other side of the building intact. And that's an impossibility. How would a nose cone made out of fiberglass go through a building and come out the other side intact? It gets pretty strange if you start looking into it. But
yeah, but I mean, all the eyewitnesses and all the pictures and all the video, I mean, should that be?
There's only a few video and a few pictures from certain people that all seem to have ties together, and all these witnesses that did see a plane. Who really did see a plane besides on television? Like, I talked to a gentleman by the name of David Hanshew, and he's a photographer for the New York Daily News. And he was standing right under the tower on the south face of it when the second plane hit. And it still baffles him. Like, he's still questioning what he saw compared to what he was told he saw. When he was down there, he did not see a plane hit. He has a picture of the explosion. But he did not see a plane. But later on, if you look at all the testimony of the media and everything like that, they'll tell you that two planes hit those buildings. But he really did not see a plane. And he's still trying to deal with that till this day. Like, he was right there. If anybody would have saw a plane, that gentleman would have saw a plane. There was planes that flew by at the time. You could even see on video when the explosion happens in the towers. You can see planes flying by.
Yeah.
So people could have saw planes, but.
But how about the people that were on the plane that is dead now?
Well, that is a very significant question, and someone does need to answer for that question.
Yeah.
I wish I had an answer to it myself, but. But it was a pretty extraordinary day. Like, a lot of people, even high influential people, have come out and they've questioned the validity of the official story. Like, none of it makes any sense. Like, the official story does not even say that World Trade Center 7 fell that day. They don't even talk about it in the official, in the commission report. And also, the BBC News started reporting a half hour before World Trade Center 7 fell that it had already collapsed due to fire. And the lady's reporting it on TV while you could see the building standing there right behind her head in the background. like, there's a lot of anomalies about that day. Like, you had mentioned when I had talked to you that you you had seen the write-up about how your picture and the lady Gulnara Samolova's picture were, like, almost identical. Like, actually exactly identical, taken at the exact second in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only thing was that you could see a little bit of leaves on your picture.
Yes.
But you were able to snap three and get out of the way and run for cover?
Yes.
Within the time, eh?
Yes.
So you never really, like, bothered to look into what has been said or anything like that since that day? Like, I know a lot of people probably want to just, like, get it out of their minds. It was probably a very traumatizing experience.
No, I haven't really looked into it to any big extent more than the reading the newspapers. So,
like, do you go on the internet at all, or?
Not researching that, no.
No. Well, if you ever had time and you wanted to kind of, like, take a look, you could always go to a website called 911movement.org or 911researchers.com. And you find out a whole bunch of information there. But as far as you're concerned, like you were just standing there, everything was fine, and then all of a sudden it started to just collapse, and ran away.
It was fine, you know. I mean, there were two buildings on fire in front of me, except for that.
Did it look like a huge fire raging that would be able to even weaken steel?
I mean, yeah, it was a pretty, I don't know, huge fire. It was burning, you know. But I'm not an expert on when steel is melting or anything, you know. I'm a news photographer, so I just, you know, go to a place and take pictures when something happens, so.
Yeah, you were just trying to document what you were seeing then, I guess, yeah?
Yeah.
Mhm. Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, so I don't know. I mean, all the other things, it's just interesting to hear, but I obviously believe that it was two planes that hit the buildings, but I didn't see it, so I can't verify it more than the news accounts. And I saw the American Airlines flying over Manhattan.
You didn't see anything.
Hit
a building.
Everybody saw it. My company.
Yeah. So I can't really.
Well, if you ever had time and you were interested, take a look on the internet. Go to YouTube or something and look at the planes going into the building, and you'll see that it's they're fake. The video is fake. Maybe planes did hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the videos that they showed on CNN and everything, like all the news stations, they were fake.
Yeah.
It's a physical impossibility. It goes against Newton's laws of motion.
Yeah.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange, anyway. But thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
No problem. But good luck in your research. I can only say that I saw the building collapse. That's the only thing I saw, really.
Yeah, you saw the building collapse. You did see a plane fly by, but you didn't see a plane hit the building.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Thomas.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye. Bye.